can I talk about our injury situation? Our guys are all getting better. Not a whole lot more to talk about that. Devin Heston missed last week. He's getting better. Have a couple of bumps and bruises, but we should be in pretty good shape.
Is Devin going to practice today or tomorrow?
We'll see once we get to practice.
You expect to see, obviously you know Donovan's banged up, Westbrook's banged up. Do you expect to see those guys Sunday?
Yes, we do. You said banged up a little bit. This time of year, a lot of guys are banged up a little bit. We just assume that unless there's a serious injury, most guys will be ready to go, and that's the way we prepare. So soon they'll be there Sunday ready to go.
Well, I mean, the first three games, the Eagles really shut down the run. What have you seen on film that has allowed them to do that, and how frustrating is that for a team when they can't run the ball?
Well, it's very frustrating for a running team like us. You know, if the team isn't really, you know, trying to run the football, that's another thing. But a lot of things we do is based on us being able to run the football. And as far as how they've stopped the run, I think it's just their basic Eagle defense that they normally run. And they put a lot of pressure on the line of scrimmage, whether it's to pressure quarterbacks or just having a lot of guys in gaps to stop the run. We realize, you know, I think they're the best run defense in the league right now, but we'll go from there.
Coach, can you talk about Matt Forte and how much work you've given him and how he's handled it?
Yes, Matt Forte has done a super job for us. You know, when you're the one tailback, you know, for a team like us, you know, that runs the football, you're going to get quite a few touches. I think he got over 30 last week. But he has good size, good vision. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, he can run in between the tackles and out. Just been a complete, running back for us. And we're just excited about the different things that we can do, with him.
I think he's got something like 86 touches in three games. Any concern with that? Is that something you want to monitor, or is he good with that because of his size and strength?
Well, I mean, he's a young guy. I think he started monitoring when a guy's been in the league for a while. But he's young right now, and the circumstances just worked out that way. We have Kevin Jones. We would like to play two tailbacks and want to spread the ball around. But sometimes, you know, when you're trying to win games, you get it to your number one threat on the offensive side, and that's what he's been.
Speaking of, threats on the offensive side of the ball, what about Kyle Orton? What do you like about him as a quarterback, and why did you sell him as a starter as opposed to Rex Grossman?
Well, I think at every position you just look at who gives you the best chance to win. Whether it's making decisions, making plays at, you know, a certain time. Just at the quarterback position, just leadership. Guys, you know, a guy you want leading a team. Kyle has been all of that. He earned it the hard way. He competed for the position and won it. And we've seen growth. I saw a lot of growth from the Carolina game to this game, especially the way he finished up the second half of the Tampa game. I think Kyle's football is all in front of him.
Considering that Westbrook is kind of day-to-day, do you game plan any different, or do you go in with, like, two different game plans?
No. I mean, you game plan for the tailback position, and I know that they do some different things with Westbrook. I mean, he's a special player, but I assume they're going to change up what they do completely because of, you know, one player going down. So we are definitely game planning, like, you know, as I said earlier, like he'll be out there the first play and the last play.
Lovey, you mentioned Kevin Jones. How's he doing? And can you talk about picking him up and what you hope to get out of him this year?
Well, picking him initially, we wanted, you know, coming in, Matt hadn't established himself or anything like that. We had a need, you know, to establish that running back position with good players. And we had an opportunity to add another good player. Since we've been here, we've had a chance to play against Kevin quite a bit. He's always had big games against us. Tough player. So we just saw him being more of a, you know, inside of the tackle type complement force at the tailback position. And Kevin has been all of that. Coming back from an injury, he's worked his way back. And, you know, hopefully we can get him a few more touches.
Andy Reid said that you guys could very easily be a 3-0 team. How disappointing has the last couple weeks been for you?
It was disappointing. We think we could easily be that too. But, you know, every team that's 1-2 is saying that right now. So, to me, I think you are what your record says, and that's where we are right now. We're a 1-2 team with promise. We clean up some things. We think we can make a move.
Lovie, the Eagles did a lot to revamp their secondary in the offseason. Can you talk about it and some of the guys that you think are fearsome guys out there?
Well,